Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Hey, everybody. I didn't know how to start out. There really doesn't need to be an opening, but because I'm already, the whole show's going to be from my phone.
How are you?
You know, just as I'm starting this, I turn the AC off in the room, and then there's a fan. And it sounds rickety. And I'm like, I need the fan on. But when I re-listen to it, it sounds rickety. So I thought, we'll just call the show This Old Rickety Podcast. That way, that's the joke of the show. They do it with sound equipment from 2009. And, they can't get rid of hissing. It's not, they like may pretend. Remember when technology you had to have, so that could be the theme, the charm of it. Work it. Okay? But no. Ah, how you doing? Yeah, I don't know what to call this, a no-show show. I don't know what it's going to turn into. Depends how long I want to talk. But, I smoked a little bit, and I had made a cup of hot chocolate, and it's really good. You almost have to make it a little too hot, so you can't touch it for a few minutes, and that's okay. And then you get to it, it's just perfectly hot, but it'll stay hot enough through the whole cup. Wow. So anyway, yeah. You know, I don't want to just not, like, I don't want to just talk about my foot, but I will... Don't worry, I'll talk about it a little. But everything's great. You know, I finally really believed it last week. I was afraid he was going to go, I know I said everything was all right, but... So, if I don't do anything... I'm going to explain to you because it's escalating. Because, of course, my instincts are to want to go... You know, I see people with crutches go to the Vons. You just take your time. You do... Yeah. But if... The beauty of this thing is if I just don't... I already had one little mess up and ended up... I lucked the fuck out. So I just started not going anywhere. The only place I've gone is to record for Tom and to have the checkup on it. And last time he goes, it looks really, really good. And he's like, just... I said, you know, what about rehabilitation? He goes, well, you know, everybody's a little afraid to walk on it, but you just walk. You start walking. Other than you being hesitant, there's nothing, you know. I go, can I get on the elliptical the next day? He goes, you can come home from me and go on the elliptical. So when they're doing it long enough, I bet for some people it's 4 weeks, but 6 is the absolute positive number they found. That because I said, is it ever like 5? He goes, no, it's a pretty hard 6. Pretty hard 6 weeks. So I have like 2 weeks to go. Matter of fact, today... 2 weeks. So I went through 4 weeks, but I don't do anything. I mean, I'm in pretty much sitting up in bed. Like, I created this thing, you know, with, you know, things I need, everything. I mean, I got very organized. But I have these big pillows behind me. I sit up. Then I, like, put a pillow in my lap, and I'll put my iPad. You know how you set up camp. And watching a lot of stuff on the... I try to take breaks from TikTok, and then I go watch videos on YouTube. Mostly, I just make lists that I'll never do. No, I get them done. Actually, I'm good with my list. Why do I have to insult myself? Why am I holding the phone so close to my mouth? Was that an issue? So, this old rickety podcast, I hope you like it. I was going to throw to a show today, but you can do it on your own. I would recommend it. It's our 10-year anniversary show, and it's like Chris, Andrew Sensitive, who used to work on the show, put together, like, made, like, I think it's a 2.5-hour best of, and he did an amazing job. I listened to it today. It came down, like, you know how sometimes things come in front of your feed? And I was trying to get some jokes for old jokes I haven't done in a while on my YouTube page, so I went back to look at old specials. And then that came up. And I forget what I was talking about. Something came up. The podcast. Like, I didn't know that was even on YouTube, but somehow that came in front of me, and I listened to a little bit of it, and it was the one that Eric did, a.k.a. Sensitive. It's like a 2.5 hours, and he just really, it's not easy to piece together a lot of stuff, but he really did a great job of just going all over the gambit. It's a real smell for, I think, the show at its best. Oh, I'm complimenting myself. Thank you, everybody. So there's that. Mm-hmm. There's that. How you doing? You're good? You are? Yeah, it's crazy out there. But what are you going to do? Ooh, that was close. That was really close. I'm just trying to be just chill. My new show, and I think a lot of people would admit it, it's just chill. We're not in a hurry. What happened was I got into a hurry. All right, that I'm doing a bit, but serious, I said today, I go, like, I like all over the gambit, like, doing shows myself, but if you're craving it, so am I, to do a show in the studio with a lot of people. Like, I think you could see I was just, you know, was definitely going towards that, coming and bringing back. And then there was a setback, and then people were still living their lives, but they didn't want to. A lot of people went back. I know comedians and people, but they were still apprehensive to go in a small room with, like, 7 people. But you know what? As time moves forward, you could tell we were starting to have Alex back, and then Gabe came back, and you know, to have music, to have Eric Calver, and just have that energy. Did I say Alec White? No, Alec Young. Alex Young. Jesus fuck. So I can't wait to do that. I was listening to the best of it. It made me really go, oh, I want to. And you know what it is? It's finding a new person. It's like what Jake brought to the show, and a lot of it was he always had these real fun people, other comedians, like, hey, can we sit in? And it was like, it was fun. It was just a great energy. Sometimes they'd just be hanging out and just laughing. They weren't even the guests. That's what I'm talking about. We always had the guests. And then there'd be like, that's why I'm really still searching for a new person. I always thought the same person that did the board every week. Why am I holding the phone so close? I'm sorry. I always thought the person that did the board, like, I'd get, like, a new board person, but they'd have to be good at TikTok. But then Chad Maxwell, a.k.a. Chad is bored on TikTok, came along, and I've been having, just, he's been great. It's just such a creative outlet that lets me not have to worry about the business end of it or even the really editing. I just have an idea. We talk about it, and boom, he always gets it. What do you think of this? Well, I fucking love it, is what I think. Yeah, I put this music at the end. What do you think? Oh, I love it. Sometimes I'll be like, well, can we make that a little shorter? But overwhelmingly, it's like fun to not have to do the part that I don't want to do. I can't edit, and I don't want to sit in front of someone there when they edit. So it's always fun when, you know, someone just is creatively on the same page and cool ways to do stand-up. And then just do plain flat-out sketches, which I'm due to do. A lot of it's, you know, me taking my old stand-up and putting it into just different forms. A lot of people have never heard it, so I thought, I can't hurt to do that. A lot of great jokes that I can't do anymore on stage, but, like, most people on TikTok, majority of them, I hope it's people that have never heard of me, it's good. So, you know, to them, they never heard it. You know, if they came see you live, obviously, they would realize, oh, okay, this is all, he's not doing these jokes live, but I think they got another life in them. Why am I laughing? Anyway. So, but besides doing that, we also, and the windows and the podcast with no chair, just sometimes do sketches too. And I like them because they've done well too. All right, everybody. It's not unusual to be who. Okay. Oh, man. I know. What are you going to do, right? Boom ba ba boo ba bee ba boo ba 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 boom ba bum bum ba boo bum ba boom ba bum ba 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 boo ba 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 boo ba ba. This is entertaining, right? Boo ba 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 boo ba bee ba 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 boom 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 boom. Honey, you gotta come. This is the Todd Glass Show. If you come now, listen to him, what he's doing, you're gonna end up listening to this show every week. Come here, I can't explain what he's doing. Come over here. Ba ba boo, ba 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 boo ba ba boo ba bee ba bee ba boo ba ba boo ba 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 boo ba bee ba boo ba boo ba boo ba ba. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, dude, are you listening? He's joining in. He's like boo ba ba. And any other person thinks you're a lunatic and they want out of that relationship. I don't know if I could be in a relationship with someone that didn't love. I think you should leave. There, I said it short. I've said it a million times, long form, but that's it. Could I be in a relationship with somebody, serious relationship, and wanted to go further, if they didn't think I think you should leave is funny? That's how much I love that show. I'll kill for that. I'll kill for him. He is my commander in chief. I'm on a roll, baby. Oh, I just had a big sip of hot chocolate. I think I put some enhancements in there. That's what unfunny people say. Wow, that's really good. It's almost gone.
I mean, I have like, you know, I tried to make pretend there was a little.
So, you know, I thought about something. If I bring it up, Mr. Rogers says if it's mentionable, it's manageable. I have this thing that I get stuck on that I don't want to argue the argument with somebody. What some people would seem to chew up, I try to take it from a different angle. And it's hard for me to get people to go to that other angle. Like, I'll give you an example. What happened when we used to let men be men? What happened when we used to let a boy be a boy? Now, oh, you can like pink, you can wear a dress, let a boy be a boy. I don't mind if they have their view, if they're honest with it. And what they should say, I don't see why this is even being, I'm not being facetious. They should say, you know what? Why was it a bad time? Why can't we go back when you taught a boy how to be a boy? He puts on a pink shoe, you tell him that, they're going to fucking laugh at you at school. You know, what happened when we used to at least, you taught him, he cries, you go, what do you want to do? Cry like a girl? You trained her, you had You know, you trained him to be a man. Little, teeny little things. Okay, at least that's honest. You're aware that that's taught. But often, the way it's used when talking about it is, oh, Jesus, just let him be. No. You're the one teaching him that behavior. We're not running over to kids and go, you know, you can be. That's how they're born, expressive. Oh, what do I... I don't know why that one detail bothers me. And what my point was, I'm not even arguing whether they're wrong or right. I'm just saying, say what it is. That's not up for debate. There are some facts that intertwine. And one of your things is based on something that you should even be able to logically say it's true. Say I'm right. And you only have to change your behavior by going, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, we do. So just call it what it is. I'm not making you sound like a buffoon in my scenario. Yeah, we should go back to a time when you taught a boy how to be a boy. It's not a big deal. He puts that, does this, you tell him, you know, hey. And they figure it out. Now. No. Oh. What do I care? I'm just fed up. I'm closing up. No, didn't you hear? I'm closing up my shop. My ice cream parlor. I'm closing it up after years of giving people extra whipped cream. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Mm-hmm. Just whoosh, shh, 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 just floating on by. Now the new Todd Glass Show, smooth, easy, relaxing. The Todd Glass Show, relaxing. The Todd Glass Show, just relaxing. The Todd Glass Show, just smoothing on by. The Todd Glass Show, here we are. The Todd Glass Show, shh. Todd Glass. What a podcast this has been. What a mood I am in. Well, this time with you is something special. We're towards the end. Sorry there's no show this week. But you got piano behind you, then you're singing. If you got piano behind you, you're singing a song. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. Oh, this bubba da boo, spagooby da booby boo. Now this is the part where we just have the piano and people think. And a bubba dooby doo. And a boo 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 boo. Man, I know life's pretty boring. All right. This is what I offer to you as a show, folks. This is what you get. Seriously, this is what you get. I want people. This is a defining moment for me. I'm going to find out who my true friends are on this show by how many people email me at Todd Glass Comedy. And say, genuinely, that show you did, we had a ball. I'm only cutting it short because I think, well, maybe who wants to hear me rant into a phone? I think there's an audience out there for it. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not rushing away. This is when we bond. This is when we bond. I'm fed up. I'm fed up. I'm furious. Chip Chantry, why don't you write me 7 words? I need to help a Chip Chantry. I do. I need to help a Chip Chantry. Chip Chantry, here's what I need. And you can email them to me too, folks, and then I will do them and give you credit. I'll figure out how on TikTok and give you credit. But I think it would be fun. Like, these are, and they don't have to be, I'd rather them not be terribly twisted or crass. Just funny, different, irreverent, I don't care. But not, you know. But you just send whatever you want to send. something can be, I shouldn't put limitations on it at all. Just don't say, hey, this fucking motherfucker. But anyway, so the thing that, I'm too tired to explain it, that Chad had an idea for TikTok. He said, picture it's like someone at the table is recording you without you knowing. And so if we go out to a restaurant or we all go out to like eat at a diner one night, he goes, you don't have to talk louder. Because I said, I'm going to be a little self-conscious. I don't want to do anything at a table that calls attention to us at all. And he totally got it. He goes, no, you would, first of all, we'd find a corner. Usually we go there. There's nobody near us anyway. But if there's, you're talking, he goes, you're just talking like you would at the table. I talk very quietly at, you know, when there's other people around. I talk very quiet. He goes, that's exactly how you have to talk. He goes, but I'm like somebody at the table. It's under sort of the thing, a little bit of the table's in the way. So it's catching you just say these irreverent, you know, maybe 45 seconds, you know. And it could be some of my old jokes and you just put them in that. They work, but I also don't mind coming up with some new things. So, you know, like it could catch me going, like I did this as a TikTok. It could have me going, I was a target today. Picture the table's in the way. You're just this guy. This is what it's like to go out with this guy that I call him. You're just catching these, you know, these, oh my God, is that what he's saying to everybody at the table? And, you know, and they're all just sitting there, you know, and he's like, yeah, I believe, matter of fact, I believe in karma. I was a target today. Picture, you know, the table, you hear the restaurant noise and you hear, yeah, the guy, I was a target today. I was stealing stuff because, you know, I believe in karma. You know, the more I stole, the more I thought, what did they do to deserve this? I kept getting angry and angrier because I was stealing a lot of stuff at what they must have done. And then he's just talking. This is what he's telling people, and you're hearing it sideways, you know? Am I making sense? So if you want to send me it to Todd Glass Comedy, like, you know, you saw it could be like 30 seconds max. He goes off on a little, you know? Chip Chantry would be very good at this. You should give him the mile marker. But it could be irreverent, like, yeah, so I wanted to get a, you know, I heard the breed, it's half, you know, like, I wanted to get some dolphin cotton candy, but I didn't, was that inhumane? Like, you go, you know, if you're at the next table, you're like, yeah, I did not explain this well. You know the good thing about Chip Chantry? I could tell, give him a bad explanation, and he'll know what I really mean, and write me the ones I want. Seriously. Let me tell you something. If somebody needs someone in a writer's room that has the background of being a comedian, hire Chip Chantry. Seriously. I like recommending people for things that they're going to thank you. That guy is a powerhouse. He just knows how to get into your head, give exactly what you want. He will do very, very well. He would fucking, you know, it's not easy to get on a show like Jimmy Kimmel, but he would fucking do well right away. He does it. He does his homework, and he's quick and efficient, and he fucking understands. And if you turn him to the right a little, he fucking takes that direction 100% of the time. You go, oh, I love it, but boom, the next one's fucking perfect. It's quite admirable. This should be his resume. Send this. I vouch for this guy. You're going to end up thanking me. You're going to go, hey, thanks. That's why I'm not nervous about it. Send this as your resume. I'm giving you permission. Chop this up. Put it on and make a deck. Say, hey, look, does this mean anything to you? Maybe it doesn't. There's the problem. It's not going to help you. You're fucked. You're fucked. I can't do anything for you, Chip. With this thing. That's what I meant. You're fucked with this, but not in life. Jeez. Okay, so listen. That's all we got. I got so excited. You know what I heard? A song called... Hold on. I'm going to find it here. I Built a Friend. Has anyone ever heard this song? Oh, hold on. I Built a Friend. It's really... I was like really caught my attention. Like... First, I saw a kid, a very young kid, that does a interpretive dance to it, which is just fucking amazing. Like, the moves, you're like, what the fuck? Like, taking, you know, that type of dancing to another level and to this song. And he didn't write this song, did he? And he did an amazing job for a young kid of you know, doing a dance to the song. But I went on and looked at the video that the so it's Alec Benjamin. I Built a Friend. Just really, I mean, it's a pretty song, and it's also, it really affected me emotionally. And I've been listening, and I listened to it a few times last night. So that's all I wanted to say about that. You got a problem with it? Excuse me while I cough. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Now, if I said I knew they'd run out of peaches, what's the best thing I could play after it? Or anything. I knew they'd run out of peaches. What's the best thing I can play after it? I'll show you. I knew they'd run out of peaches. See what I mean? Oh, my God. He lied. Excuse me. Maybe I should get a drink of water. Oh, my God. He painted over the handicap spot. I don't even know if these... I guess you could just say anything. The dog took his bone. The dog drank all the water. But that might be true for any show, so I take it back. Not that it was a bad thing. So good. So good. So good. So good. I got you. So good. So good. So good. This is what you get. This is what you get with the new Todd Glass Show. Me calmly pressing the same sound effect buttons that I used on the old show, but in a different style. Now it's like, look at all the weird music out there. Hope you gave you some more examples this week, folks. There is some really silly shit out there, and we play it here every week and have a think back to those days of yippity-pippity-pippity-pappity music. Oh, this water is so delicious. I just love water, even better than milkshakes. Shut up or I'll punch you in your neck. Shut up or I'll punch you in your neck. Well, everybody, you are just the best. And I'm glad that we got to know each other a little better. These are the shows. These are the sexy, intimate shows. These are the shows. These are when I bond with people. This is when I know. By the way, we got some really, really great numbers. I check them. Sometimes I'll check it three times in a year. And sometimes I'll go a year without checking it. But I haven't checked it in a while. But Aristotle said we had some, like, really, really good numbers. I like that. You know why? Because it helps bring people to the clubs, which is ultimately what I want. That's what I like about doing the new TikToks, too, is that they're shorter. So maybe someone thinks I'm funny, but they don't have time to listen to a two-hour podcast, but maybe they can hand around some of the Instagrams or TikToks, and they're quick. They're usually under a minute. It's not easy me doing anything under a minute. Give me a honk to that. So, there's that. I'm doing a good job on the board, don't you think? John Brandwagner used to play that one a lot. Always made me laugh. Just so... There's nothing to do with nothing. It's great. I definitely wanted that in my show. My show gets to New York, and I do my two-week run. I want this in the show. People want it. My manager wants it. My agent wants it. All my friends have said I should have it in the show. They said I should talk just like this, and then this keeps playing in between. They all said it's right. All right, enough with that, mister. See, get it? I act like I'm not doing the board. Then I'm like, okie dokie, you don't gotta. Alrighty, everybody. See, again, I'm doing that. I'm only ending it. Maybe I should keep going because I'm tempted to order ice cream and I don't want to. This is a last choice I can make right now in my night where I show myself a little self-control and I feel so much better in the morning. And I'm so on the fence right now. But now I feel like I'm better leaning towards I won't do it. Matter of fact, sometimes I can just tell I've made my decision. I don't usually go back. I just won't say anything. But once I go, no, like, I'm done. I just told myself, you're done. You're done. Come on. You're not that hungry. You had a hot chocolate. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. You don't need anything. Have a salad. Can't you have a salad? Let me tell you something about salads. You know, to all you salad-eating people, I'm kidding, I don't have anything. I don't have a rant. People like salad, I don't care. All right. Well, have a nice time at your store you're going to. And I'm still holding the phone so close. It's too loud, isn't it? Which is better, down here? Or up here. Hello, hello. Here it's casual. I'm leaning back in bed, and I have like a lot of big pillows behind me, comfortable. I have everything nice and neat. And then I got pillows on my side. Like I made like two for my arms. And I got the iPad. We explained it. But now I explained it even more. So that's all I wanted to say. So I'm all good. I'm all good. And we'll go to close. Is there anything in here? What will we close on? You never know what you wanna. But Oh. Try a little kindness. And Tim, this is Tim. We recorded this last year, Tim Lillis. I like it. Well, everybody, two more weeks and I walk. I try to make it sanctimonious. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks. I'll be walking again. Feeling better. Having my spirits up. Alrighty, everybody. I had fun. This helped me out. I was a little bored tonight. Now I feel better. Okay? Tim, take it home. There we go.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. Thank you. it's you I like.